Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Shweta Poddar, the smartphone entrepreneur. Today we are going to learn about what exactly is content and why is content so necessary. You must have heard the phrase content is king at least a zillion times if you've ever searched for digital marketing or social media marketing. Now, what exactly is the meaning of this word content? So basically, anything and everything that you put out on the internet through any channel is called as content. So if you host a blog, everything that you write on your blog or on your website is content. Any picture, any image, any video that you put out on any of the platforms is basically content. Content today is the backbone of internet. Everything that appears in the search results of any of your Google searches is basically content. Somebody has worked hard to put that piece of content together to give you an answer to any of your query or any of your questions that you put out in Google. There are huge companies which are investing millions of dollars to be able to appear on the first page of Google search for any keywords related to their domain. That is how important content is for today's generation and for today's times on the internet. So tell me again, why is content important? Because it is the backbone of today's internet. Let's talk a little bit about digital marketing and social media marketing. What is the difference between the two? Digital marketing is the entire world of digital, which means that anything that can be accessed through a computer or a phone is basically a part of the digital world. Social media marketing, on the other hand, is the only few platforms that you use to connect with other people. For example, social media like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, these are all individual websites. Google is an entire search engine. So what Google will do as being a search engine, it will try to assimilate all the websites which are present on the internet and bring them together. It will segregate and classify data and articles based on the number of views, based on the amount of relevancy, and based on the amount of time readers are spending on a particular article. Once all these things are got together, that is how your search results get segregated, and that is how they appear in chronological order in your search results. Social media platforms come with publicity settings. So if you share something with a setting of share only with friends or with your privacy settings enabled, then the search engine does not have access to that particular content. So that is not going to be classified under your particular name in a search engine. So if you have shared something privately with your friends, then that is not going to be available in the public domain when you search for something on Google. So if you ever want to be discovered by the content that you put out, if you want your content to serve as a medium for potential customers to discover you and find you, then make sure everything you share on your social media, all the content that goes on your social media as a part of your marketing efforts, is all shared publicly. Once your settings for a particular post are public, you enable Google or any other search engine to be able to access that data. And that is how it gets documented under your particular name, or that is how it gets documented on Google as a piece of content that can be relevant for people for those particular search terms. So what you need to understand here is digital marketing is the bigger picture of everything. Social media marketing is just one small part of the entire game called digital marketing. Once you understand this chronology and arrangement, it'll be easier for you to understand and segregate your efforts accordingly. If you want to be discovered in your Google search, then your efforts have to be directed mostly towards search engine optimization, having your own website, creating your own content, and putting it on your self-hosted space on the internet or your website. If you want to become merely a social media influencer, then having a solid presence on social media, having a good solid number of followers on social media, and dominating one or multiple platforms as far as your influence and your presence is concerned should be your priority. But you do have to keep in mind that there are companies who are pumping in millions of dollars for creating content and competing with that attention space that every digital platform has to offer to the readers and the audiences. So if you have to compete with millions of dollars, then that content has to be worthwhile. That content has to be something that people are not getting to watch otherwise for free. If you have to compete with the companies who are pumping in millions of dollars for creating and giving that kind of content, then you have to be at par or at the level of that industry standard, what everybody else is providing the audience. So the next obvious question that might come into your mind is, why not just run ads and get quick sales through all the social media and other platforms that have to offer advertising facilities to you? Well, yes, if you want quick results, if you are pressed for time, then running the ads for your product is the best time. Running ads is one of the fastest ways of growing. It is one of the best growth hacks that any of these platforms have to offer. However, if you're running ads, then you are going to benefit from them only for the short while that you are paying for them. Once your ad revenue is done with, once the time of running ads is over, then your presence on the digital world is going to go down to zero because nobody is going to be searching for advertisements on Google. People always search for information. People always ask Google questions. And if your content is giving answer to that particular question, only then you are going to have a perennial presence on the search engine or on the World Wide Web. So that is why content is something that is going to be a backbone for any business. Once you generate solid content, then people are going to keep searching for certain things, and if your content is going to pop up as an answer to that particular question, then you are going to have a perennial presence without spending money continuously. That is how you're going to be discovered by the people without having to spend money for it. So that is going to be your long-term plan for creating content, to be discovered by people without spending money for it continuously. So that is the gist of today's podcast. So basically, digital marketing is the bigger picture. Social media marketing is just a subset of digital marketing. And no matter on which platform you are posting your content, content has to be good. It has to either educate, entertain, or generate curiosity amongst people. It has to answer certain questions for people. It has to be informative. It has to be competent. And it has to speak about your brand. Your content is your long-term branding strategy for yourself or your company. So make sure everything that you put out is well screened. It passes through all your criteria of good content, is posted publicly, and will stand the test of time. So that's all from me in this podcast. Stay tuned for the next podcast. Bye for now. This is the smartphone entrepreneur, Shweta Poddar, signing off for today.